on 88FM. And it's a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM to my second guest today, and is Reva McMurtry. Hello, Reva.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm always good. It's good to be alive. Good. Another day in paradise in Ballito. So tell us a little bit about you, first of all. You're the estate manager for this glorious place on the North Coast called Seawood Estate, right?
I am, indeed.
And you've been doing this for quite a while, huh?
A very long time, 20 years already.
Tell us a little bit about your history.
Okay. I've worked Dunkirk. I have worked in the Umhlanga, some of the Umhlanga estates. And I finally found myself here back up in Ballito at one of the loveliest and most unique estates that I've worked at in the last 20 years.
And how did that come about?
Oh, bribery and corruption, you know.
Did you talk big money, girl? Big money, I hope.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how long has the Seawood Estate been in existence?
So Seawood was actually launched in 1999. It's grown to full capacity with 807 homes on the estate right now. It's actually 122 hectares, 22 hectares of which are dedicated to conservation area, and it is tucked in between and just behind El Ballito Hospital, Ashton School. You wouldn't even know that there was such a large estate in existence there, and that is probably one of the key beauties of Seawood Estate. Its location really cannot be replicated.
I'd hate to be the gardener. I can't lie. That'd be a big job. Doing the garden wouldn't be a job that I'd fancy.
My staff love it.
I suppose you have a whole team, don't you, who look after that?
We do, and they've been trained by a qualified horticulturist who used to lecture at DUT, Dr. Foley.
Ah.
And my guys absolutely love what they do.
Obviously, it's all electrified fences around the whole estate, right?
It is, yes.
Fully secure.
Definitely.
Do people still leave their doors and windows open?
Of course.
Oh, do they?
We live in paradise, don't we? In the middle of South Africa.
I still don't know whether I'd do that if I was on an estate or not. Maybe I've been in South Africa for too long. I don't know.
I think we're very wise when we live in good old suburbia.
All right. Now, do the people who own houses on the estate, do they have access to facilities within the estate? Is there a medical centre, swimming pool, that kind of stuff?
Well, the beauty of Seawood Estate is it's actually quite unique. Part of Seawood Estate is actually El Ballito Hospital, the well. So we've got access to doctors, optometrists, you name it in that vicinity. We've also got the business park as well, which is part of Seawood Estate, all very unique offerings to the estate. And then within the residential part of the estate, we have our large parks, two beautiful parks, kiddies play area. We're busy building a beautiful dam. It's being lined, so we'll fill it with fish and kids will be able to fish there. You'll be able to have braai there on a Sunday afternoon.
Beautiful.
So, yes, it's a very different and absolutely unique estate.
Is there a restaurant there that the people who own houses can use, and can the general public access that restaurant as well?
Yes, that's right. At The Well, which is part of
Seawood
Estate.
The Well?
At The Well.
Okay.
Is La Piazza, and you've also got Katia's restaurant as well, which the public can access, as you know.
Very nice. Now,
it's just a hop, skip, and jump across from Lifestyle Center.
If you've had too many wines, you can maybe grab a golf cart and come back on one of those, maybe.
I think that's what residents do.
I know that pets are allowed when you buy on the estate.
Yes.
Is there any kind of condition, you know, with cats and dogs and size and that kind of stuff? Usually there is.
Yes, look, there are rules and regulations. They must be chipped. They have to have their tags on, et cetera, inoculated. However, we do permit cats and dogs. So we are definitely a pet-friendly estate, which is also an added offering.
Now, of course. So when people bought their properties, they had to, I would imagine, fence their properties.
Yes,
they were allowed to wall or fence their properties.
Yeah, they're allowed to fence their properties.
And is there some kind of standard code that they have to abide by when it comes to the way the houses look or not?
Yes, we do have an architectural code as well, and we are just revitalizing that too, along with having relaunched the estate and with a new logo and a new ethos to basically reflect the evolution of the estate and where we are actually going to.
How many houses in total?
807.
You're kidding me.
I'm telling you.
807.
You'd never say, hey.
And do they all know each other?
I think they do. We have a very strong sense of community.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I think it's a good thing because it means there's longevity in the time that people have stayed there. So yeah, they've developed relationships with each other, friendships. And there is a very strong sense of neighborliness and community, which makes it really beautiful.
Just before we talk about the big event that's coming up next Tuesday, how do the houses start? Are they one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, four?
This is one of the unique offerings, yes, I believe, of Seaward Estate, in that we have a really broad choice of home sizes, anything at different attainable price points.
Yeah.
So there are units that would appeal to first-time buyers and then also seasoned homeowners with large families and extended families.
All right. So maybe up to four or five bedrooms.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I must bob over and come and...
I think you need to.
Come and have an Italian with you at the estate and check it out. All right. Anything else you want to add before we talk about the event on Tuesday?
No, just to say that as we've relaunched the estate, it reflects a new vision for the estate going forward and where we want to actually be. And as a result of that, we are very proud of what we've managed, what the trustees and the board of trustees have managed to attain in the last 2 years. And as a result of that, we have decided to open up our market day,
yay,
to all of Belito to say, come look, see.
Oh, it's a very special offering.
It's
not the first one there. No, you've done this before.
I don't think there's ever been an open market day to the public. We've always had
market days. Oh, I see. So it's been internal.
Internal, that's right.
All right. So you're saying, come on, Belito, bring you and yours and come and have some fun.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the day. It's on Youth Day, which is the 16th, which is, of course, next Tuesday.
Yes, that's
What's
right.
What's going to happen?
Okay. So the market is powered by Market 032. It's on the public holiday, and it is open to all of Belito, and we are set to blow you away with our many unique vendors offering delicious foods, goods, clothes, and kids' activities galore.
And the diet starts the following Monday, of course.
Definitely, especially when you've taken home all the goods that you're going to buy.
I wonder why people came up with the diet starts on Monday. Why couldn't it start on a Wednesday, you know? But anyway.
Why should the diet start?
At all, you're
Let's
right.
Let's just be moderate at all times and enjoy life to the max.
Is it going to be licensed, by the way? Or not?
It won't be licensed.
No. Okay. We just needed to clear.
So right in the middle of Belito Seaward Estate is a church, and we're holding it at the church facility.
Okay. That makes sense.
100%. So what we have on offer, basically, well, let's go back in time.
Yeah.
Back to one point, is it's open from 9 to 2 p.m. Entry is free. It's open to all of Belito. Its entry is at gate 1, which is on Belito Drive, and you do need to bring your driver's license with you.
I was going to say,
please.
Bring some ID,
yes,
obviously.
Yes. And estate rules do still apply. We will
scan the disc,
log you in,
and your car.
Absolutely. We'll log you in as we would with any other visitor.
Okay. Do they need to get the public bring some kind of reference code, or do they just arrive at the gate?
They will receive a reference code once we have clocked them in, scanned their drivers, their car disc, etc. They will then receive an access code so that they can exit. There will also be pointsmen along the road to take you safely down to the venue.
You know what? If I wasn't working on Tuesday at my car sponsor, BYD, then I would be there especially for the head and shoulder massage.
Absolutely.
Which is free.
Absolutely. So we have had some amazing sponsors. We've also got some unusual vendors. We've got stunning jewelry, we've got perfumes, fashion and clothing, accessories for ladies, men and kiddies. So there's often not anything for men to do.
Did you handpick these vendors, by the way?
We have handpicked them, yes.
Okay.
Yes. We've got home decor galore. We've got beautiful wellness products from fermented foods, honey, tea tree, beeswax, tallow products. These are really special vendors and I think people will enjoy. While they're buying the healthy things, of course, you'll be chomping on a boerewors roll, possibly some Thai food, a samosa, a potato swirl, possibly ending with a lovely soft serve ice cream, because how do you do a market without a soft serve
ice cream
and a pancake?
I bet you've got those, I don't even know what they're called, those chips on a stick.
That's the potato
spiral. Do you know what? I'd love
to,
yes, I would love to be a shareholder in that business.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Every gig that I do, those things are just flying
Kids love them for some strange reason.
It's not just kids.
Adults. Well, I speak for myself. I like the soft serve and pancakes. Oh, that's my thing for a market.
I'm salivating here. All right. Do you know what? It might stretch past 2 o'clock. I'm sure you're not going to, you know, blow a horn and throw everybody out, are you? If it goes,
Definitely won't blow a horn and throw anybody out.
So it could go a little bit later.
It may go a little bit later, yes.
And the vendors would love that. If they're making a whole pile of money, they'd be really happy.
Oh, I think they'd kiss me, yes. For sure.
I don't blame them. Beautiful woman. Okay, perfect. Anything else you want to add?
Yes, just to say that there's also a lovely kiddie zone. So we've got pony rides, jumping castles. There's face painting, mock tattoos. You can make your own hats for kids. So there's actually a lot for children to do. There's a lot for men as well to enjoy. There's some cars, vintage cars, some new cars, latest cars on the market that are coming to showcase their vehicles. And I just think that it's going to be a great day for the whole family. And so we're inviting Belito to come and experience where local hearts and happy families meet at Seaward Estate.
Beautiful. Reva, it sounds absolutely fantastic. As I say,
I think it's going to be good.
Shame that I'm working. And hopefully you're going to do this on an annual basis.
I think we should. We'll see how Tuesday goes. But if it's successful, yes, we will.
Just want to tell the tattoo guy that he's not going to be doing many, many Bafana Bafana tattoos after last night.
Probably not.
It's been lovely talking to you.
It's been lovely being here. Thank you so much for making it so easy.
You're welcome anytime.
Much obliged.
All right. I hope it's a great success.
And thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.